My guest at this time is Dr. Tom Borelli. He's a senior fellow at FreedomWorks, and he's also a contributor to Conservative Review. His latest column deals with the apparent failure, but not official failure, of the renewable fuel standard. The Environmental Protection Agency admits that the law, which has been on the books for about a decade now, is not exactly coming together as planned, but instead of rolling it back or even scrapping it altogether, the government is planning to pour more money in its direction. And Tom, thanks very much for being with us.
Thanks for having me, Greg.
Well, let's start with renewable fuel standards. This was part of the 2005 Energy Policy Act and the Energy Independence and Security Act of 2007, both of which were signed by President George W. Bush. What exactly did they call for?
Well, at the time, back in 2007, President Bush and Congress were concerned about the amount of oil we were importing from foreign nations, and they thought it would be a grand idea if the federal government could step in and force the introduction of renewable fuels into our gasoline and diesel supply, or transportation fuels. And the source of the renewable fuels would be everything from wood chips and sawgrass to corn ethanol. And the whole idea, again, was to grow fuel. So in an infinite wisdom, Congress set up very specific targets of the amount of, the billions of gallons of these sorts of renewable fuels that would have to be blended into our transportation fuels going out all the way out to 2022.
And the point that the EPA is making now and that you're reporting in this column is that their projections were wrong. The renewable fuel standards are running into problems for a number of reasons. Number one, there's not as much gasoline being consumed as projected. Secondly, technology has not kept up. So how is this being tweaked now?
Well, what they're essentially doing is the EPA is just lowering the mandated amount of fuel that would renewable fuel that has to be blended in. So, they can't meet the specific targets that Congress decreed. And so the EPA, in typical regulatory fashion, is kind of redrawing the law on itself in terms of taking it up to their own abilities to reduce the amount. And what this has done, it's really kind of caused havoc in all worlds. The biofuels industry is really upset, and to a certain extent they should be, because they were making investments based on what Congress said they would be forcing into the fuel supply. So if you were a biofuels company, you thought you had a certain amount of demand every year, and now the EPA said, nah, we don't need all that much. And in fact, a couple of biofuel companies went bankrupt. So, and then also you have the refineries and the oil companies are upset, because what Congress also did is they, every year they required more and more biofuels to be introduced into the gasoline supply, assuming that every year we're going to be using more and more gasoline. So the percent of the renewable fuel would be around 10% or so. Well, what's happened, as you mentioned before, we're using less gasoline, and yet they're requiring more renewable fuel. So when you do the percentages, now we're hitting what they call the blend wall. You'd be over 10% ethanol, for example, in the gasoline supply, and that would be destructive for a number of car engines, as well as the energy infrastructure that the oil industry has. So it's a perfect example of Congress inaccurately, not surprisingly, but inaccurately trying to predict the future, both on what technology can do and what future consumer demands would do.
So, Tom, are they trying to get as close as they can but not go through the blend wall, or are they planning to plow right through it? It sounds, based on some of the money from the Department of Agriculture that you write about here, that they might be planning to just keep steamrolling right ahead.
Well, that's the tension right now. There's a real war going between the oil companies, the refineries, and the biofuels companies. And, it's that magic 10%. And I think you're referring to I think it was $100 million that was given to the Department of Agriculture so they can start to, develop some infrastructure that will allow more ethanol in the transportation fuels. But, going over that blend wall, But again, that still can cause havoc in a lot of engines, and $100 million is not a lot of money in terms of, you know, the energy infrastructure. So I think essentially we just threw another $100 million away.
Tom, obviously this is the opposite direction of where folks like you would like to see this go. It's not being rolled back. It's not being eliminated. What's the lesson to date, not only about the renewable fuel standards, but also this type of government micromanagement?
Well, clearly, you know, government command and control policies fail. They fail every time. The free market should decide what and where the type of fuels that we use. And industry is smart enough to figure a way. And I think it's really important. Remember, they at the time, President Bush and Congress, thought that we'd be running out of fossil fuels. Well, something along the road happened called fracking. And we're able now, the United States is the largest fossil fuel development country in the world. So they couldn't predict technology in terms of ethanol production, especially from cellulosic ethanol. And they certainly couldn't project the fact that technology would allow the United States to be the leader in fossil fuel development. So the government clearly should just stay out of the free market.
Tom, you already talked about how the biofuel industry is not very happy at all with the smaller increases in the increments of biofuels being added to our gasoline. If it were to be scrapped altogether, what would be the impact on the industry? And at the same time, how much, speaking of farm country, is the fact that Iowa is the first presidential caucus state the reason that this thing will probably never go away?
Well, certainly you raise a great political point. You know, the farming lobby is huge. The biofuels industry can only survive by lobbying, right? It's only through government mandates can these companies survive. So there's a lot of money going into you know, supporting this failed program. It's another perfect example of the way, you know, Congress and whatever administration trying to predict the future and getting away the free market just doesn't work.
Tom, we'll have to call time there. Thank you very much for being with us and calling this to our attention.
Great. Thanks for having me.
Dr. Tom Borelli is a contributor to Conservative Review. He's a senior fellow with FreedomWorks. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.